Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, July. Nice to see you.
Hey.
So excited.
How did the rest of our event go for you? We parted ways. I believe I left you on Thursday.
At 9 a.m.?
Around 10 o'clock. Or 7, 9. Right, yeah, 9.
I think the show ended at 9.
And then you were like, I have to pee so bad.
Oh, my God.
I might just die.
It's just so far to get to a bathroom from the tent at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Thank you. So I'm basically running back to the hotel room. And on the way, I run into my husband wearing his, I'm sorry I'm late, I didn't want to come, t-shirt. I'm like, oh, nice of you to get. He goes, oh, what is it, over? I'm like, yeah, it's over, hon. He's like, oh, all right.
Good for him.
Yeah. He said, I guess Danielle was banging on his door at 7 a.m. He's like, get out of here.
Beat it.
I know. So, well, we went and had breakfast. Good. We almost always do that. We go and have a little sort of goodbye breakfast and then split and take off into our extra long weekend. Very exciting.
So, did you find out where your husband spent the majority of the evening?
He was everywhere, I guess. He was dragging his guitar around, but he said he didn't, like, sit down and...
It's like Linus driving his blanket.
He's got his little blanket around. But it sounded like he was with Danielle and her friends and some listeners, and
yeah,
he had a good time.
Good.
All right. You know, I was like, I don't know. And then his story kept changing too, so who knows what he did. I go, what time did you get in last night? He goes, I don't, you know, around, probably around 1. I'm like, oh, all right. And then later I hear, he's like, well, I don't know, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock, something like that. And then Danielle was like, yeah, we were still up at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, oh, my God, John. He went home and took a nap immediately.
Oh, sure. You have to.
I know. But you know what we did this weekend that was super fun? And I
Pride. Oh, Pride Parade?
We actually did go to Pride.
Oh, good for you.
But not because we were aiming for Pride.
Oh.
Because we went down to the Mission to the Alamo Draft House.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So, and the, like, the Dyke Parade was about 4 blocks from there. So just walking in the streets is just like, I mean,
electric.
It was awesome.
Good.
It was so fun. So we went really early because we knew that we'd be dealing with parking hassles and and just tons of people. And we were. It was so fun. Like, everyone is just on fire at one point. There was a bit of a traffic delay. And it turned out that these ladies were just in the street. They were twerking in front of, like, cars, like, on their hoods and stuff.
Whoa.
And there was one guy.
Get off my car.
He was so mad. He was, like, honking. I'm like, he's like, come on, get out of the road. I'm trying to. I'm like, oh, but she's just twerking your car. Your car's like, this is the most excitement I've ever had.
You know, I get the Pride Parade is the biggest event in the city, but every now and then, myself included, there's some guy trying to get somewhere who cannot believe they didn't remember today was Pride.
Right.
And there you are going, I can't celebrate right now.
Right.
I really gotta go to
work
to Golden Gate Park and be on stage to make this announcement. I gotta get by, you guys, please.
At one point, we were heading home from the movie, it was still light out.
What'd you go see?
We saw Toy Story. Oh, my God. So we saw Toy Story 4 at the Alamo Draft House, which I'd never been to the Draft House. I've only heard how great it is, blah, blah, blah. So we get there. We're really early. And we walk in, and I'm like, okay, well, we're early.
Who is this we? It's you?
Me, my whole family, us, we four, and my brother, my sister-in-law, and their daughter, Shay.
Ah, all right.
So seven of us are in there.
Grayson's gone.
Grayson is long gone. So, and she, we took her out on Saturday night because she left last night at midnight. So we go in and walk into the place, and it's, you know, sort of a long hallway upward. And then I'm like, oh. And I knew they served food. What I didn't know is that they have a full-on killer bar.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea.
So we walk in. I thought that's what they were known for.
Yeah, that was what the ad said.
All I know is there's, you know, food. It's like, yes. So I walk in, and it's like the most awesome bar. And they were like, yeah, the kids can't sit at the bar, but they can be in here. They can take one of these tables. So the kids each got a Shirley Temple, which is super fancy. Mm-hmm. And they have, oh, man, the guy was... I loved, there were two bartenders there. I was having a great time. Matt and Alec. And they were just fun and funny and like whipping up these crazy drinks. And I had this one drink, I can't remember the name of it, but it was like sort of a rum-based thing. And it had a, not a salt rim, but like a cayenne pepper ring.
Oh, yum, okay.
It was just like added so much spice. Yes, it was like a tahini.
Yeah, it might have been a tahini.
But it was, yeah, so super hot, and mm-hmm. but had a little salt in it. It was just, I was
yummy.
Like, oh, man, the crazy combination. I'm going to need three of these. Ah! And then you get in there, and you're, like, ordering your food, and had a brisket burger. I couldn't even see it, and I'm watching the movie. I was, oh.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
What a cool experience.
Can't see the food that you're
eating.
No,
you really can't. There's a little light that shines down under your table so you can hold
so
it.
So I've never been there. It's on Mission Street.
Yeah.
It's I think it must have been the movie theater we used to go to when we were kids, the Mission Theater.
Yes. In fact, I think there's a big... Isn't that what the big marquee thing says?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, I think it's still there, the marquee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a big, elaborate thing.
Yeah,
I'm sure they didn't want
to take
it down.
Yeah, I want to go there.
It was great. I'm really
I'm not into eating
bring your
in the
flashlight.
Dark. Yeah, yeah, no kidding, dude.
I definitely it's maybe it's good that it's not any closer to me because the problem is, you know, pushing through the city coming from the direction I'm coming from, mm-hmm. it's a long haul.
Either side, pushing through the city
right.
stinks.
Just figuring
well,
how to get there.
Too, it's impossible.
I know. It was oh my god,
what
so one
perfect
of the,
day to go.
One of the cutest things was I know. I was like they go
genius.
They said what we were going to do. I go you guys know it's Pride weekend, right? John's like, yeah, I figure we'll leave at like 3:30 for a 6 o'clock movie. We got there 45 minutes before the movie started.
Yikes.
It took that long to push through the city. But it was so just alive and colorful. And we were having just so much fun sitting in the car, people watching. And it was great. I mean, it was everywhere, too.
Who was
not
driving?
Just, John drove. My John. Mm-hmm. So at one point, so we're leaving. And it's still light out somehow, like 8 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And... as we're going, we're sort of out of the Mission, and I think we're maybe closer to Market. And there's a guy, there's a bunch of pedestrians crossing a street, and one of them is this really tall dude in, like, fishnet stockings, the smallest of Speedos, and sort of like some kind of, like, leather harnessy apparatus on top.
All right.
Yeah, and just, and, you know, but... He was so out of, like, clearly it's Pride and everyone, you know, here and there you're seeing people dressed in crazy things. But I was like, I bet that was so awesome when he was, like, in the scrum. Like, everyone was all dressed up. But now here he is walking across the street, you know, with all these pedestrians.
Out of context. Just, totally different deal.
Right. I mean, still the city was going off, so it wasn't like anyone was questioning it or anything. But I did feel like, oh, boy, that's, you know, that's a guy
that's
who
like
looked in the mirror and went.
Of shame.
Right, kind of. But it was early on a Saturday night, so
yeah.
I'm sure he was just heading
to wherever. He's heading to the next party.
Right, wherever it was. But he was alone, you know, amongst all the people dressed like, you know, regular people. But it was just fun, and I was glad I did it, because a lot of times I know there's going to be a lot of traffic or parking issues. I'm like, I would not go there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when people have made the decision that we're going down to the Mission on the Saturday night of Pride, I'm like, all right.
It's something
I'm
to see.
Driving.
I always like being back in the city for a minute just because you forget. The city's rad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got, on our daily basis, when we come in for work, you often see some of the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the traffic or the homeless problem, which is profound.
Or lights that last 3 minutes.
Right, all the stuff. Mm-hmm. But then you come in on a time like that when the celebration's on, you go, oh, yeah, the city's
right.
really...
Human beings having a freaking blast.
A beautiful
right.
place.
Really is. The twerking was the best, though. I mean, anybody.
But, like, they were in cars.
Yeah, that's not cool.
They were holding up traffic. It was just, you know, because I think we were in absolutely no hurry. We had sort of accepted that this is the way it was going to be. I did enjoy other people's impatience. Like, oh, those ladies are just trying to put on a nice show for you. You know, but they were serious about it. I mean, I've never seen quite so much dedication to the old little hip thing that they do. It was fun. And
That's good.
Yeah, and then I, you know, sewed and played cards and had a great freaking weekend. And
well,
the weather
was certainly killer, there's
yeah.
no doubt.
Mm-hmm. I just want a good day for Thursday.
What's Thursday?
It's the 4th of July. Oh. I'm throwing a party that day.
It's Thursday.
I thought you said your party was Friday.
No, this coming week it's 4th of July.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Sure.
I am positive that that is the 4th day of July.
All right.
And that's the day I'm going to do it. You know, we do have people tonight. Tomorrow night, Goodrick comes in. He's our bass player from our old band. And on Wednesday, Village gets here. So the whole weekend is going to be, they're staying until Sunday or Monday.
Does Goodrick travel with a bass like John travels with a guitar?
A bass for him. We have a rig set for him. He doesn't have to. It's a big instrument to pack and carry, you know.
Well.
John's little travel guitar can just go in the overhead bin. The bass, you know how a bass is. It's a foot longer and heavier. But yeah, I'm really excited about it. It should be super fun. And so we're sort of trying to rig the studio back up so we can have a jam on 4th of July.
When you say the studio, which room is that? I forget.
The room that it's been in. But remember, we cleared it out because they were going to do some stuff. And then we decided that we were going to do more than that. And
okay,
then we,
so
then
not
we moved everything
snug.
Back out. Not the snug, the okay. actual. Yeah, right. We actually cleaned out the snug and all the stuff's out of there.
Oh, snap. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I know. Happy birthday, Bryn.
Thank you. We have a double birthday party.
I know. My friend Joe and Bryn both are
a lot of pressure
4th of July
Sarah.
Babies.
Oh, got Joe it. Still gets to celebrate with you guys after almost killing your husband?
Yes, he does.
Oh, that's good.
I can't really blame Joe for John drunkenly getting on a bike without a helmet in the dark.
On a bike, he doesn't know how it works.
Just. They came over on Friday, and we hadn't seen them since the incident. And there was a lot of talk about that. John still has a huge egg on his head.
Aww.
I know.
Yeah, I touched it in Sonoma. It was
boy.
Like
what?
A golf ball.
It's unreal. Well,
he was
unreal.
Like, it's still here. See how big it is? And I touched it, and I figured it'd be a lot smaller. Mm. It's the size of a golf ball.
And that is a third of the size that it was on that night.
And that was a
crazy.
Week after the incident.
Yep.
I'm
Yikes.
Shocked he wasn't more hurt.
I know. Oh, my God. Well, listen, he was walking around like an old man. The thing is, like, to see him naked, you can't believe how many places there
huh?
You just can't believe how many places there are there's no skin. Like, it's not just that his head, it was that he clearly tumbled and slid. Like, it's everything from, you know, the back of his head to the front of his shoulder to the front of his ankle. His arm has a big thing on it, and his whole top of his back and ass are just black and blue and road skidded.
He's lucky it wasn't worse. I saw my friend on, I want to say this was on Friday, our friend Leslie, who we've known, well, she came with the missus when we got together. She fell off her bike a year ago and still hasn't gone back to work full time.
Oh, wow. My God.
She's been in concussion. I don't know what they call that. Not studies, but she's effed by it.
Concussions can
she had a
really
major fall with the helmet on, but still
thank God for the helmet.
Hasn't been the same.
Right.
Can't be in too much light. Yeah. Can't withstand too much input.
Probably some vertigo stuff.
Major headaches.
Oh.
Like
wow.
It's,
oh, how
and
awful.
It's been going on for a year. She's bummed, but
oh, Leslie.
Oh well. And a trip is, this is, you know, this is, this area in particular is one where we have so many places to go get into trouble.
Yeah.
She was way far from any kind of help when she fell and had to ride herself out of there.
Oh, no.
So she fully eats it, bashes her head. She's like, I don't know. I don't even have phone service to get help here. And had to ride her way out of there in order to be able to get to help.
Where was it?
somewhere in Palo Alto. I guess it's Palo Alto. Uh-huh. There's so much bike ride. In fact, right. We went to the Stanford Mall on Friday, which is where we met her. And I had to get my suit. Right. But there's so much bike ride. It's like one of the best bike riding places, I don't know. I guess in the Bay Area, but it's just
miles
of
trails.
They're everywhere. Yeah. Miles of bike riding.
This is a road bike or a...
Road bike. Okay. Yeah. So they're just everywhere. There's more of them than
cars. Poor girl. Jesus. Yeah. That struggle is real. I know someone, and I actually don't know this person personally, but I hear through my sister-in-law the travails of this person who was pulled over by her dog and hit her head and was now like can't even stand up straight, like gets super dizzy, and the headache thing is legit. And
yeah, man,
I mean, it is no joke. And then you think about these like football players who are concussed multiple times over their careers, and they're just hurting for certain.
But they're also like, I'm not allowed to call in sick or take disability because then my career's over. Yeah. So I got to go back in there.
Yep.
And go head first again.
Just horrible.
I mean, they're paid, but...
Yeah. Yep.
If that's what you're trained to do, that's what you tell yourself you've got to do, right?
Right.
I mean...
Well, I mean, your career's short enough as it is. I mean...
Right.
A 10-year career is a long one in football.
So, at the Stanford Mall, I went and got my suit.
Yes, tell us everything.
I also weirdly saw Michael Fronte.
At the mall?
At the mall. Mall.
He's just at the mall.
Oh, how funny!
How weird.
It's weird. I never picture him in a.
No. I don't either.
Shopping situation.
Have shoes on?
Ever.
More weird. I didn't notice the shoes because I didn't have time. In fact, I didn't notice them. Christina did. We're walking through Anthropology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the
I love that.
Oh my God!
Store.
It's like a. It seems like all women have that in common, that Anthropology is must stop.
Has a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I even found like little drawer pulls there one time that I love.
Right. So anyway, we end up walking in there to look for something because she had to replace my daughter's dress for the day.
Oh.
And there was upstairs, there were wedding dresses.
Oh my God.
So we're walking, we had to go through Anthropology to get to this. And of course, she walks in and goes, oh my God, we're going to be a while. And I was like, oh.
Well, they just always have stuff that right off the bat, you're like, that looks so like cozy, flowy, fabulous.
Mm-hmm. So we were a while. But then on the way out, she goes, oh, there's Michael Fronte. As we're hitting the door,
Fronte.
Freaky. And I look left, and I'm thinking, this dude's on tour right now. Why am I seeing him? And he flew home to have a day with his wife and kid.
Yeah,
and they end up at the mall. And he's like,
the mall that's an hour from his house.
Right.
Like, what a weird.
I'm sure she was like, I want to go do something with my husband, and he went, yes, dear. Yep. And so good husband on him, right?
I mean,
there he is with the kid in the backpack and just walking around Anthropology. I mean, he had every right to go, I'm a rock star.
Yeah.
And I'm on tour.
Yeah, I'm not going to go wait for you at Anthropology.
No, I'm not doing that. But he did it. Good on him.
Mm-hmm.
So she was saying, I never see my husband, so he flew out to see me.
Oh, so sweet.
And
she used to go on tour with him. You know, right. Babies change everything.
Yes, they do.
And at first they were like, oh, yeah, we'll just take the baby with us. And it's like, okay, you know where I need to be? At home with all my things.
Right.
And my friends and my help.
So anyway, he had to fly
people
out
to help you
that night to catch up with the buses that had left without him to do shows. But he was spending the day with his wife. So I'm like, you guys, this is the Stanford Mall's changed a lot since I'd last been there. And I already thought it was a great mall, but it's greatly improved. There's this restaurant called True Food.
Oh, shame.
It took an hour to get a seat in the place.
Oh,
in fact, I said we had just eaten there. So I was all high from it. Like, oh my God, that was so good. I don't know why I never like food.
Totally, what did you get there?
It's like a health food place. So it's the kind of stuff that I'm into.
Right.
It's called a Relax Eco Chic chain. serving health conscious fare, including vegan options plus cocktails. True Food Kitchen.
They're also they go like, have you ever eaten here before? I go, no, tell me your spiel. You know, like, go yeah, ahead. Sure. She's like, well, the menu was designed by this doctor, and he's everything's anti-inflammatory. And I'm like, oh, man. I even sent him a picture of the place. I'm like, dude, this place is for you. And he's all, I've already eaten there, but thank you. Right, whatever. So he already knew about. It was so
well,
good.
Well, I guess
though.
if you're on that wagon train,
I gotta. So whenever I go someplace that's health food and I want to try, I go. I'll have a watermelon lemonade. I'll have a banana date smoothie. Mm. I'll have this salad with chicken, and this curry thing with no meat.
Oh.
I take one bite of the curry thing, and I ate the banana. the smoothie was really good, too.
The curry was great.
But it was so good
I just pushed
a good curry. Everything away
wow.
from me and just ate the whole, because I was going to share it, and then I just went, okay.
No, you guys can share all this stuff.
That's for you guys. This is for me.
Oh.
And they got some, I don't know, some alcohol thing. What do they call that? What's the Cuban drink?
Oh, Cuba Libre. There's another one.
It's a wine-based
wine
sangria.
Sangria. Oh, some sangria. Kind of sangria thing. But it was.
Who's they?
Leslie and Christina.
Oh, right, because you met her there. Got it.
Right. So they got, and they loved that too. Mm. So it was just killer. Just, anyway. Good. True food, whatever.
Great. True
Try
food
it.
Kitchen.
I wonder if you can get a DoorDash thing set up with them. Like, would they deliver to Scotts Valley?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
but if
bad.
You're in that area, you for sure should consider. It was so good.
Yeah.
But again, so I see Franti and I'm like,
for curry now.
Dude, you got to go eat at this place. He's all, we tried. The wait's an hour. I'm like, I know, but it was worth it. Yeah. We just ate over here.
They do DoorDash for sure at this place, but probably not as far as Vinny's.
No. I wouldn't even try.
Yeah. It wouldn't even be that
it's
good.
It's a 45-minute drive.
Yeah.
Right.
No. I wouldn't, but no. It was good. Find one. I'm sure there's one by you.
This sounds delicious. All right, we should.
Oh, we're late. Sorry.
Not late, but we're getting there. It's a fine
Let's
line.
Let's start it so we work our way to 4th of July.
Right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. I just want to say something about kind of the nuts and bolts here, like the. You know, for years, we do this thing called the rundown sheet, and it's got everything on it, all the contests, and it's all in kind of like a daily schedule for mm-hmm. the show. And I think this is the very first time it's ever been all on one page.
Yeah.
Which means we're going to have nothing but fun today. I think the only giveaway is the 9 o'clock Disney Cruise Escape, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Couple sponsors.
I do see a couple sponsors, and it's just crazy.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about it. I was like, oh, where's the other page? He's like, it's one page, Sarah. I'm like, okay.
I was like, oh my God, wait, hold on. I checked it three times. One page. That's crazy.
It's amazing.
It is.
So July 1st, 2019, a momentous event. Mm. Let's try to keep it to one page. I like it. all right, let's get started here. It's time to play a game.
Uh-oh.
Vinny, ready to win $5?
I really need $5, Sarah, so yes.
Trinidad, this is not an easy game.
Oh, come on.
Well, I'm going to make you get 2 out of 4. How's that? You're just 50% right.
All right.
You know?
What are we talking about, though?
I just want you to tell me within 5 years when something happened. I'm going to tell you the event, and you tell me
okay.
within 5 years when it happened. Let's see if you can do this.
All right. I just want to say, for those of you betting on me, I like my chances.
All right. What year did England ban smoking in all public spaces?
Well, since I've never been there, I haven't really read about it. I'm going to just talk my way through this. I think they're behind America in the banning. The banning in America started actually in the late 80s and got really aggressive in the 90s. I'm going to say 2005.
You did it. It's in 2007, Vinny. That one is a correct answer. You're within 5 years.
Yeah. Yes. Did you think I'd get that? You didn't think I'd
no,
get
that? No, I thought that that one was the easiest one.
Oh, what?
Because that one I felt like, you know, it's been happening. I'm sure you'll do fine. All right. Within 5 years, what year was the first Sony Walkman put on sale?
Okay.
I think this is the second easiest one.
Oh, if only I could do simple math. 79. Within 5 years?
Within 5 years. Which is this? Look, you're going to get this one. You can do this.
1980.
1979!
All right.
The furthest he's been away so far is 2 years. All right, here's the third one.
So I got $5.
Oh, you're in. You've got it. I knew I should have gone 3 out of 4. Within 5 years.
And by the way, just so you know, I lived with my Walkman in my hand.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
lived
my God.
With it.
Those Walkmen. In fact, being able to walk around with a cassette and play it was so huge. Remember when they came out with the CD Walkman and you had to like basically stand still to use it?
Because
it
would
skip.
I was like, well, this thing's useless.
We would get the extra long cassette tapes and just make these punk rock mixtapes of like full albums, but just as much as you could pack. I didn't even know what this, because you wouldn't have a music list.
No.
I didn't even know what I was here. I just listened to it.
Right. You weren't going to carry the cassette cover around with you.
No, homemade.
Right.
No one wrote that anyway.
Well, wouldn't you write down all your little things on your mixtapes? Oh,
no.
Boy, that's how do you know what you're listening
to? You don't. That's what I'm trying to tell
you. All right, question three. Maybe you'll go 4 for 4.
Okay.
Within 5 years, what year did the U.S. Post Office begin using 5-digit zip codes? When did the zip code debut?
5-digit as opposed to the, now they use what, 9-digit?
No, as in they just introduced zip codes. You used to just put the city, state.
Okay.
What year did zip codes debut? No. You got this.
I don't think
you
I
got
do.
This.
I feel like
you
this
got
is,
this.
This must predate me, right? It has to. No winks. That's not good.
I'm not helping you. You've already won the game.
I'm going to say,
Can he stay? I mean, 2 years off is the furthest off he's been.
I got to say, 1960.
1963!
Oh, my God!
That's amazing.
Oh, my God!
Oh, boy. All right, here's the final one. Will you go 4 for 4?
You're a good guesser.
Within 5 years.
And I am, too, by the way. There's really no...
I think this one's impossible. If you get this one, I'm going to give you $6.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
He'll get it.
Within 5 years, what year was O Canada proclaimed the Canadian national anthem?
Now why would I know this?
Yeah.
It's an interesting answer, which is why I asked it. In fact, I read that and went, huh. And then I went, oh, I wonder if there's some other things I can make him guess. And looked for a few more.
Well, so I wonder if the reason you're asking is that it's late. Like, maybe they used something else for a long time, and then this came in to be.
I like your thought process.
God. Within 6 years?
Within 5 years.
5 years.
If you get all four right, I'm going to give you
$6.
I think
right,
I have $6 in my pocket. Let me see what I got
here.
Yes, I have exactly $6. Hanging in the balance. These are crisp. Ooh.
You know what's weird? I want to tie it to an Olympics, but that still doesn't leave me a good educated guess about what Olympics they either hosted or like maybe they came back after a... boycott. I'm going to say 84, Bob.
Finny, it's 1980.
Oh my God, I did it!
You did it. Yeah! Somehow. Wow. You, here's $6.
I would have been like 40 years off.
Dude, I know. But when I saw it was 1980, I was like, that is... It feels like that's the one. Jesus Christ.
So I don't know which Olympics,
if
that's tied to something, but I was thinking the 84 Olympics in L.A., the Summer Olympics.
You know, 80, I think, wasn't that the year of the, was that the boycott year or was, No. That was the Winter Olympics with the ice hockey game, right? Wasn't that like a big... Isn't that the year of that?
80? Lake Placid? Might be. Lake Placid was like the big...
I can't remember.
I don't know.
Well, we were just kids. Right. Wow. Just wow.
Every one of them correct.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny.
I go home now.
No. No. That's not how the game works. Okay. No. You just feel good about yourself.
Oh.
It's nice. It's a good way to go into like a short week. You know,
all right.
With a win. With $6 more in your pocket.
It was 1980. The Lake Placid
That was the boycott?
Mm-hmm. The Republic of China had boycotted the games.
Oh, well.
So that didn't have anything to
no,
do with Canada.
No, Canada has boycotted, I don't know what year they boycotted.
Didn't we boycott like a Russian one?
We boycotted too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the O Canada, who is this? Is this Pentatonix?
Nah, this is Andrew Kessler. Why you want? I don't think Pentatonix.
No. I just thought because it's a cappella. Okay.
It's all one guy, which is funny. He does all the parts.
Oh, it's him in different clothes. Is that him?
Yeah, it's all him.
Oh, boy.
Not funny.
Well, what a super talent.
That is fantastic. Just amazing. It's him 4 times. Oh, my God. Speaking of him 4 times.
Oh, nice. Nice, Sarah.
No, Toy Story 4 is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. You didn't say what you thought of the movie.
I thought that was a great... Look, do we need another Toy Story? No. Am I glad we have that one? I am. That Vincent character is the funniest GD thing that they've... He's the... This guy, you know, with the legs. And the, I don't want to give it
is
away.
Is he Spoonie?
No. He's the guy. He lives in the antique store. And there's 4 of him.
There's 4 of them?
He's creepy.
Oh, dude. Creepiest puppet you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
No.
You saw Toy Story 4, right?
No.
Oh, your kid went by
no,
with
my
her
kid
mom.
Went with
oh,
the, with...
Vinny, there is so much in there for you.
I can't wait.
You're going to love it.
They also went. I sent them to go see Secret Life of Pets 2.
Oh. And how did that go?
They loved it.
Oh, good.
They liked it. Oh, look at that.
That's Vincent right there.
Okay.
Yeah, not sure.
There it is. Oh, it is solid entertainment. I loved that. Just a lot of heart.
He's got a posse, too.
Oh, yeah.
A gang.
Mm-hmm. Of him.
Yeah, you know, I read that one well. I don't... It's probably not good to disclose my inner thinking.
Oh, please
But
do
I was
that.
Like...
We'd like to hear your thought process.
I wonder if I tell them right now they should go see a movie if Dad gets rewarded later tonight.
Oh, and?
And I did. And wow. I was like, oh, my God, I played it right. Mm.
Did she come home to a clean baby and a clean house?
And everything was...
Under control.
And then...
And you are winning, Vinny.
At the end of it all,
duh.
I was like, something went my way.
That's great. Congratulations. So your wedding is not far off.
Yeah.
That suit of yours is going to look sharp, crisp.
I
hope she didn't see a wedding dress that she liked in Anthropology. I feel like that should have been set up already.
That's done.
How's the fitting?
Oh, yeah.
For the suit?
For the suit.
The suit was great. There was a little drama, but it's
Oh, please, drama.
Well, right in the store, she goes, oh, God, the navy looks good on you. I'm all, well, okay. And she's like, okay, you got to go navy. And I'm like, all right, we're going navy. We were supposed to get charcoal.
Uh-huh.
We went in for charcoal. Yes. I asked for charcoal. Then, you know, then it starts. Why don't you try the Navy? Whatever you say, dear.
Yeah.
All right, I got the Navy on.
All right, let's compare and contrast.
I like
try the
Navy.
Other one too.
And then later, I realized, wait a minute, all the bridesmaids are wearing Navy.
Uh-huh.
I can't wear Navy.
That's okay, isn't it?
No, that's like color matching.
Yeah.
It's good.
I was like, I can't do that. Hold on, let me look on Google. I check Google. I'm like, nobody ever... In the history of wedding pictures, has worn navy like the bridesmaids are wearing.
Oh.
My husband did.
He did?
He wore a navy blue suit, and then the two bridesmaids were wearing navy as well.
I guess I could have kept it, but I was like...
So you went charcoal?
Well, first I got the navy, and then I got home and went, I'm not doing it.
Oh,
I don't know.
No.
I don't know that that's right. I feel like I'm going to ruin the pictures.
Aww.
Can so the girls change theirs?
So, right. No. So you went back?
I just called back, and he was like, yeah, I got it right here.
Okay.
Oh, and I went.
So same suit, but in navy.
Switch me to charcoal.
In charcoal. And then you're going to go get it
And
fitted.
Now I should just call him back today and go, you know what? We're going to go
Just do both. Do an outfit change.
You know what? Right. I swear to God, I cannot afford to keep just adding stuff to this bill. It's ridiculous.
And yet that will continue to happen. You've got weeks to add more
it's
stuff to
too
the
much
list. Go,
money
oh, what, you know what you do?
Is being spent right
here's
now.
What, no. I had a thought. Hey, so you tried it on and then they set up the alterations and then they're going to...
Yeah.
And you'll
everything
pick it up
fit
later.
Perfect except the length of the pant. Mm. So oh. It's like we're... Like mm. It just was... The purse... Chris helped me
sure.
out.
Where?
At the Stanford Mall. Got me.
It, was it at a suit shop? Or
yeah,
like
it's Hugo Boss.
Oh, nice.
I don't want to shame myself over and over.
Touch it lighter. There was no touch it lighter.
There was no deal given. This isn't...
No,
it's I don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is so that it just... Everything was perfect. It was just the length of the pant, which they don't... They keep the pants
sure,
super long,
they
on
want
purpose.
It to, right, they want to...
So everything... The shirt was perfect. I didn't need any... It's like... Great. I'm done. The
sleeves weren't too long. You
no, to everything was perfect. All of it.
Do you have some cufflinks you're going to wear?
No.
What?
No.
I'm surprised.
Why would I wear cufflinks?
I don't know. They're like, you know, in a formal suit, that's kind of a thing. It's, John has a bunch of
pairs. It's not really a formal suit.
I own
suit.
Them, but yeah, yeah, I don't wear them.
It's a suit.
It's a certain shirt, though, that needs a cufflink.
Yeah, yeah. And it's
so
not.
So this has a button.
Yes.
All right.
I wear them with tuxes and stuff
yeah.
for super fancy events. But if it's your wedding, you do what you want.
Right. Thank you.
Mm. Which is get a navy suit if that's what you want. You can still do navy, but charcoal's probably... You know what? Charcoal's very versatile. You can even wear that to a funeral if you needed to.
Some ever. Would say I am.
Oh.
That's not...
Like
that's
that.
Not a nice...
What?
That's...
I'm doing Hooman's role today, too.
Game over, man.
Game over.
Well, I'm totally out of time. Let's talk about weddings. I was trying to get to that, but here we go. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner got married again, this time in the south of France, and this time a little fancier. They technically got married 2 months ago in Vegas by an Elvis impersonator,
right.
And this one was a little ritzier. They both teared up while reading their
France,
vows.
Man is on fire right now with the World Cup happening and the U.S. women won.
Mm.
A big weekend in France.
Go USA. Holy cow, girls. Nice job. Let's see. Looks like Maisie Williams, that's Arya Stark. That's, as you know, Sophie Turner is Sansa Stark. Maisie was one of her bridesmaids. And there are a bunch of pictures out there if you want to see them. And, TMZ has a bunch of them. Zoe Kravitz got married also in France this weekend.
What?
To an actor by the name of Carl Glusman.
Who's this guy?
I don't know, but he's not good enough for her. Whoever
I'm
he
sure
is.
Of it.
They got married at Lenny Kravitz's house in Paris, so she went to her dad's. I mean, I'm sure it's fabulous. Hey, let's just have the wedding here, Dad. All right, honey. And 35-year-old Catherine McPhee married her 69-year-old fiancé, David Foster.
So weird.
In London. They got hitched on the 13th anniversary of Catherine's first single, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which David produced. I guess at the time he was about... What would that make him? 57, and she was 22. So congratulations to Catherine McPhee and David Foster. There were pictures of them, I guess, you know, frolicking on the beach days before their wedding. And it really does look like a father-daughter thing. It's like a gross father-daughter makeout session in the water.
That's his fifth marriage.
Oh, boy. The five's a charm.
See, I don't get that. I don't even get why she... I mean, it would make you suspect of her, wouldn't it? Like, why would the dude's clearly not? Why go for five?
On the other hand, I feel like she's got enough going on in her own life that if they weren't really in love, that she wouldn't do that. You know?
Yeah, I bet they're really in love.
I'll bet they are.
She's
who
got
doesn't
stuff
love a 7-year-old
going on,
dude?
But don't you also think that there is once you get to it, like maybe she's got what? What's Catherine McPhee worth? $2 million?
13 million.
Let's see.
She was on that show Smash. She actually had a couple of albums that had some sales. And she's on some other show now, too. Or Scorpion.
But I feel something. Like, look, I don't know her. I don't know him. Maybe they're great and they love each other. But what I'm thinking
totally
is...
Totally 6 million.
Oh.
But like 2 million seems like short money once you get among people with money.
Sure, with money you're like,
suddenly,
oh boy,
go,
these people are really living life a lot differently than I am. And I'd like to live this life.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, but he's worth 80, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's decent. That's good, solid money. Now he's worth 86 because they're together.
Yeah, so sure. She brought something to the marriage.
Sure, some. And I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up?
We got broken up with.
Oh, no, who broke up with us?
It's over.
What?
Oh, no, I know what to
talk
about.
Oh, no, what is it?
What did I do?
Oh, I know what it is.
Come on.
No, you gotta wait. You'll figure it out.
What do you
the
need
break.
From me? Oh. I'll do anything.
All right. Let's. Okay.
Okay. Well, let's
figure it out. We'll negotiate
that in and see if it works.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.